Could artificial intelligence agents become the coders, architects, and managers of tomorrow, seamlessly driving businesses forward? In this episode, my guest walks us through the revolutionary potential of agentic AI to save time, boost profits, and transform operations. The future of AI may be action, not just answers. My name is Alexander Nevsky, and this is Innovation Tales.
Navigating change, one story at a time, we share insights from leaders tackling the challenges of today's digital world. Welcome to Innovation Tales, the podcast exploring the human side of digital transformation.
Digital transformation is moving faster than ever, and it's not always easy to separate the hype from real value, especially when it comes to artificial intelligence. That's why I'm excited to introduce Naveen Krishnan, an AI architect at Microsoft. He has extensive experience in cloud computing and artificial intelligence, and he spent years solving tough business challenges using advanced technology. Today, he'll share how agentic AI, the next generation of automation, could help businesses save time, streamline workflows, and discover new opportunities. If you want to make sense of AI and learn how to use it effectively, you're in the right place. Naveen will show how AI agents are evolving beyond chatbots to act, collaborate, and transform how teams work. Here's my conversation with Naveen Krishnan. Naveen, welcome, and thanks for joining.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for inviting me, and it's very glad to meet your audience as well.
Thank you, and it's great to have you with us. You've been discussing extensively the adoption of artificial intelligence, and today I'm looking forward to focusing on agentic AI with you.
Sure, definitely.
So would you mind starting us off with a business-friendly definition of what an AI agent is?
Agent is something which can do a task for you. AI is something which is new right now. And we started with machine language, machine learning, and now it's artificial intelligence. And still there are a lot of things happening every day. And we started with chatbot, right? Where we used to go to ChatGPT, we ask it some questions, and then it gives some answers. It can talk with your data. So you have your data, and then you can say the ChatGPT to use your data to answer user's question. So now it has got some backbone, like which is your data, and using your data, we call that as a RAG pattern, which was very familiar last year. And at the end of last year, we got to know that there is a new thing which is coming that's called agent. Like so far, it's like Q&A. The conversations were like you ask something, it did something, but now it can do some specific task for you. Maybe you can say like daily morning, I am doing this specific set of activities, right? I have to open my list of products. I have to get the list of items, what came in new, and then I have to update my masters. And I wanted to create an inventory or update an inventory every day. So that's my day-to-day job. So these types of set of tasks can be automated with AI agents. So AI agents are meant for that. And this is just one example, and AI agents is not going to stop here. It can converse itself, and then it can create a daily newspaper for you, starting from the day one, right? Once you wake up, you just read the news. So it can do that, and it can do several other things as well. So this is just a start, and you will come to know in this year and next year, you will come to see a lot of news about AI agents. So.
Yeah, it's true. There's been quite a lot of hype, or at least discussions about agentic AI. Yeah. And so let's also think from a business perspective. So we've had a number of traditional machine learning applications. Then we got, as you said, generative AI, and everyone started playing with ChatGPT or similar. So how would you describe from an architecture and business perspective this new breed of agentic applications?
Many people are getting benefited out of AI. And there are few of my colleagues or who run a startup or who work in a startup back in India. I used to talk to them. And what I hear recently is with just the adoption of AI itself, like the chat or the data chat or whatever they have been doing last year, with the adoption of AI, it has made their end consumers or the end customers or end clients or their end clients, right? They are getting actual benefit, and they see a lot of time saving in terms of, instead of, for example, I hear the support calls which come for just silly questions, right? Like which is easily can be tackled by some little reading and notes. So those types of questions coming to a support has been, this came down some certain percentage, like 30-35% of the calls are now calls which the support person get are now genuine calls. Like they are actual calls which they're supposed to get. So this is the level of impact what it made in just in one, in whatever we had last, just a chatbot itself was able to bring down this. It gave us, gave them a good profit in terms of time saving, as well as you make it user friendly, the end customers are now feeling very happy. They don't have to wait for an order. They sometimes you click the order and then it says order complete, but we don't know when and what and why it happened and how it happened, right? So those types of questions are now answered in chatbot. Even the order returns and everything is now handled by chatbots itself, by itself, which is huge and huge transformation what they are now seeing. And there are plenty of customer benefits as well as their revenue. Everything has changed compared to a year before. From 2023 to 2024, it was a huge difference. And especially with agents, particularly, what I'm going to see is it's going to take that to a next level. So it's not just the time how they create their application, right? Starting from creating the application itself or creating a business-friendly solution for a feature that what you need for your business, right? So today I'm doing something, I'm adding a new capability to my business and I want this feature to be built. How long that feature will take for me to build? In 2023, 2024, it was like around 6 months to 8 months for you to create a separate team and then educate them about the feature, and you enable product program managers and everybody will be aligned and then explain the business and they hear 80% of your business, and then the development happens 60% of what they hear. And when final product comes back, there will be going back and forth between program managers and developers and things like that. Right? It's a huge time which takes for a product or a capability or a feature to be out for your end customers or client. But from now on, that time will be saved a lot. For example, one silly thing what I did is, one fine evening my kid came to me and then she said, like, I'm bored, can I get something to play, right? I immediately opened up my code and then I just said, agent, like within 10 lines of code, I said, I want to play a snake game, can you make it available for me? And then it wrote a code off by itself and then it gave me the game, actually. So I was able to literally play that game, and when I started playing, it was very comfortable. And when I gave it to my kid, she found it very fast. Then I told, like, can you make it for a 6-year-old? Then it optimized the code and then it kind of gave me a piece of game that is very well opted for her. And daily, every day evening, she asked that game to play, right? She got impressed with what it gave. So this is the level of impact what it can make for a small game, then you think of as a big business, right? Where multiple agents you can bring in. You can bring in program managers, you can bring in a coder, you can bring in an architect, and everything can be an agent by itself. And you let it give it some task and then you explain in detail, like, what is your business need is and what feature or what functionality and how the functionality is to be built and what UI it has to get. It knows how to make that particular thing out, and then based on that you can keep human in loop, and then you can say it something and then it can make changes and then come back to you as quick as possible. So this is how I see a business transformation of how agentic AI can help them in this transformation journey in 2025 and 2026.
Great. Let's take some of those items and maybe unpack them for a bit. So one of the things you mentioned is how you would select as your agents what sounded like typical job descriptions or role names, more precisely. So is that how you as an architect are thinking about agents? You're looking at how you would solve a particular problem with a team of people. And then if you're doing this with AI, you're identifying which of these contributors can be made out of artificial intelligence. Is that how you're thinking about it?
Yes. So each people or each identity or each role that plays that should be needed as part of this project, I'll treat them as a individual agent by itself, and I can group them all into a group chat or a group conversation where this agent can converse by itself and bring the result out. So that's how I see the systems as today. But till date, what I have is there is no such agent which is already available for a program manager or a developer or a sales manager. There is no such agent which is readily available. So what we have to do is we have to write our own prompts and then make those agents. We are creating the agents. But what I see is maybe in next 6 to 8 months, you can see a agent which is specialized. Today, we already have one for SharePoint. There may be future agents which is coming to play these roles, and they'll be well trained, and then with different set of tasks, they are already pre-trained and those things are readily available. And then we just hook them in and customize it for our need, and then we will be using it. So that's how I see that in future.
Gotcha. In fact, on the previous episode of the show, the guest was describing an agent that they had built as a company, as a startup company. So there seems to be also a shift in the market where there is now an opportunity for what used to be, I guess, the equivalent of a SaaS provider, so somebody providing a web application to solve some business problem, to go and offer that solution as an agent. And so that brings me to something else you said, is you can have in your description several agents talking in a chat group between themselves and with the humans. Is that the user interface that you would, when clients, businesses are asking you about agentic AI, is that the user interface that you get them to imagine, or do you consider other user interfaces as well?
When this system is being used by someone else, which is not part of this team who is building the agent itself, and when they see the system, and there will be a complete new interface, which is again built by agent itself. Agent can show them as UI, and that UI is the one which where you will be able to converse with the back agents. Think of there is like 3 or 4 people who is sitting behind the scenes, and you are now started conversing with those agents, right? So for example, next week I go for a cruise, and what do I need to buy, or what do I need to take with me? So those agents, like first agent is going to ask me, user interface agent, like who is always going to work with me, and that agent keeps on asking me questions like what I need, all right, in terms of climate or in terms of travel, what is my budget, and those types of questions will be asked by those user interface. So that agent will be capable of knowing the things what a cruise trip needs, and based on that it can converse what I already have and what I need. So it kind of get that information, and it can talk to other agent, which is a buyer agent. So the buyer agent behind the scenes is go know where is the best price and what can I order, and which can deliver it to me within a week time. So those will be taken care of by the other agent. And then the third agent is the one which kind of validates and then make sure, right? This is the small working system, what I see with agents, and building those system is our responsibility, like building those 3 or 4 agents and then have it converse with the human in loop. So with this will be the portion which the software engineers will be going to be building that.
Okay. All right. What's the most impressive use case you've seen being already deployed? Or is this, from your perspective, something that is only work in progress?
I've heard one of my colleagues, he's based out of UK, who is doing something different. When I got to see this opportunity, when I go meet him, their team is split into multiple teams. Currently, they have software engineers and who is completely not aware of what cloud or infrastructure or anything is about. So they have a separate cloud engineering team, and that team's responsibility is to make sure they create infrastructure, cloud infrastructure itself, like creating a app application environment, or creating a storage, or creating a database for having their data. So this cloud infrastructure team is separate, and whenever they need a machine learning workspace for them to train their model or do something with the new capabilities what they have got, so they have to reach out to this team, and this team takes its own sweet time for it to go back and then build that model or fine-tune that. Or it has to be very restrict. It should be in a very restricted environment. It should have a virtual network, or it should be private to this, and that enterprise will have some certain standards which it needs to follow. right? Not a thing to be shown in public or how it can be encrypted and those types of things, which is certainly done by that team. And every time this team goes to that team, there is a delay of around more than a month or 1.5 months. So for them to make this all setup done for him. So these guys created a group of agents, and these agents is going to now take the cloud engineering pieces of it. So whenever you ask this agent that I need this, and this agent give a task to analyze what is the enterprise standard where we can develop this. And based on that enterprise standard, it come back and then it tells like, these are the checks what I have seen. And this is the template what I have created. And do you want to make any changes? Then you say like, no, this looks good. Or can you add some additional memory or additional CPU or things like that? And boom, that's it. You are now, infrastructure is now ready, right? Within like 30, 40 minutes, hardly it takes for me to get this infrastructure set up. And there'll be a support agent, which will be always watching your infrastructure and make sure you are on the way. Now you've got the workspace, you are jumping into that workspace and you don't know how to access some of this feature or capabilities. Then what you have to do is you have to come back and then search for this feature and then waste your whole day to go back and then work on it. But there is already an agent sitting and it can answer you any question related to that workspace. And if it missed to create any of these services, cloud services, this agent can go build it for them. So this is how the setup is, and the setup is now live, and they are literally using this setup using a new Autogen framework. So that's what I have heard from them.
Great.
So this is one of the new yeah, which I have never expected. And when I saw that, it was very fascinating. Yes.
Yes, it is. Yes. So the use case is in cloud infrastructure and provisioning and operations. And the deployment of these agents is, let's say, different from having a chatbot, because although you've also mentioned that this can be a tool to learn about standards or a specific deployment, but it is more than that. The agents will keep the human in the loop, but will nevertheless take action once they get validation. And therefore, that's kind of already a significant difference here in terms of architecture, is that it's a system that has the ability to make changes in the world, in this case, in a cloud infrastructure provisioning. Did I get this right?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, this is just one example. And there may be a lot of things which might have been already built, but this is the one thing which I literally heard and then which is working, and that's in production. So which is very good to hear that.
Absolutely. This example is in a business that is almost technical in nature. So is this going to be, from your perspective, kind of the first set of use cases, in the sense that the people using the agents, do you think they must be very technical in order to be able to deploy and then work alongside agents? Or do you think that going forward, business leaders will be engaging with agents more directly?
Yeah, so that's the future, all right? So we want less of hectic, like going into stuffs and then having some business people do all this. It's very tedious process. And the future of agents is what I see personally is, yes, business people or the whomsoever that is totally non-technical and just can work with their laptop and things like that should be more sufficient for them to pick or choose the agent based on the description on what they need and go with that. So that's how I see the future of agents is. So currently it's been very early stage. So we see that getting built by several technical people like me and senior architects and who are all exploring and doing things with agents. But once we have the library of agents, right, or pool of agents which is already available, there is one for SharePoint. You can now try it, but it's accessible only through a technical way, right? You have to go get the subscription done and get this so and so. But going forward, it will be like there will be a library where you can go take whatever agents you want, or lease out or rent out the agents and then let it do your task and then move on, right? For example, today I wanted to summarize a PDF, and the PDF size is around 1,000 pages, and there is no way for ChatGPT or any other which can accept 1,000 pages of PDF, right? We have to chunk it. So we need technical knowledge in it. Like you have to give it to somebody and then chunk the PDF and then send it, get summarization of each 10 pages and then get a general summarization, which is very hard. But in future, you will have those things and how you work in Excel or how you, whatever you do, right? Being a business people, everything will be available just on the right side bottom or a left side top. And you just pick that agent from and then use it for your need. Yeah.
Great. I wonder, what do you think is going to be the granularity of the agents available in such a repository? From a business perspective, earlier you mentioned specific roles like a product manager and so, et cetera. Do you think that this is the level of granularity we're looking at? Or do you think that the level of granularity for the agents in the repository might be different?
Good question. You can see different levels of agents which is responsible. And my assumption is you will be charged based on how an agent is capable of and what it can do and at which level it can do, right? Like similarly, how we have the rating approach today. Like you go to a restaurant, you eat something and then you rate it like 4, 4.5, 5, right? Based on that, you go. That will be a similar kind of setup is what my assumption is. And granularity level, it can be a very minor task. So that's the end goal, right? How we can keep anything and everything done by agent. So a very minor task, which needs, for example, a PDF example, what we talked about, or any simple example. I don't know, I need to pivot this or how I can do Excel formula or to that granularity, as well as the very top level of creating a program manager itself or having a manufacturing on a manufacturing industry or on a, I'm not sure how far it can extend. At this point, I'm not sure how far it can be extended into healthcare, but at least from manufacturing or retail or in retail, like today you go check and then you know what to buy and then based on that you go buy it. So there will be agents everywhere and it knows, it kind of knows what you want. And then, so if you say that I'm going to be cooking this and it take care of everything. So that's the power of agents, what I see here.
Great. And what do you think business leaders today should be doing to prepare for this coming future?
Just keep yourself up to date on agents and make sure what latest is available, because every day is you're getting some updates in here, right? So today I see a feature and tomorrow that's already available and somebody is already using it. So every updates, as long as you are up to date with all these things happening around agents and not just agents, all around AI, right? So there may be something else also which may be coming up with agents, which we are not sure. But just be aware of it and watch podcasts or discussions like this where we are discussing the future of AI so that you will have a little knowledge of how this is going to be and read through all the feeds or newsletters and things like that will help you keep up to date in the AI. Then that should be sufficient.
All right. Great. And as we're about to wrap up, I usually ask for a book, a tool, or a habit that has made the most impact on you in the last year.
I personally read the research papers, basically. So there is nothing specific what I can talk about, but every paper, whatever I see or I read, it's something touching for me. So because every new invention or every new findings or every new research, whatever I have seen so far, is something fascinating. And I'll get some ideas about that. And those are the ideas which are helping me to converse here. So basically, I wonder all about that.
Good, good. And where do you get your research papers from?
I follow a few scientists in my LinkedIn. And as soon as they hear something, they kind of post or share it. And then I use it. So that's how I do.
Cool, cool. And finally, is there one thing that you're confident will not be changing in the next 10 years? And why does that stand out to you?
What I personally believe is changes are always needed. Changes are the ones which is not changing, right? So we always need changes. But one thing what I see is the humanity. So whatever we do or whatever new things comes, that should always remain unchanged. So always we should have that. So that's it, what I can see now. So.
I agree. All right. Perfect, so, Naveen. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
In today's episode, Naveen Krishnan introduced us to the promising world of agentic AI. From automating routine tasks to using AI as a partner in coding, project management, and infrastructure setup, the potential is huge, even if its full impact is still unfolding. Naveen's insights are a reminder that exploring these tools now could prepare us for a future where AI plays a bigger role in our work. What about you? Could agentic AI help solve your team's challenges? Or is it too soon to tell? If you'd like to learn more, check out Naveen's blog on artificial intelligence and innovation. The link will be in the description. As always, we have more exciting topics and guests lined up, so stay tuned for more tales of innovation that inspire, challenge, and transform. Until next time, peace.
Thanks for tuning in to Innovation Tales. Get inspired, connect with other practitioners, and approach the digital revolution with confidence. Visit innovation-tales.com for more episodes. See you next time.